listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney. Tonight here in the studio, straight from, well, straight from Detroit, straight from the airport.
I was from Detroit.
But from Canada.
Indeed.
Yeah. Eddie C. here in the studio. Thank you, Eddie, for coming down
to our
little basement pleasure dome.
Thank you for having me. It's my distinct honor.
No. So you used to do radio yourself, you said, in the 90s?
A little bit, yeah. From about 1995 to 99 in Kitchener, Waterloo. It was on the university station there. CKMS 100.3.
Yeah. CKMS.
Yeah.
So wait, is that Canadian? Is what starts with a C?
I think so. Yeah, that's how it works up there. Yeah.
Nice. Do they split it like we do with a W or a K, East or West Coast?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
No.
Maybe.
Okay.
All I've ever known is C.
Okay. Well, maybe Canada's just the C.
It's possible.
Yeah. And wait, where in Canada are you from? I mean, are you living?
Well, I was born and raised in Ontario, east of Toronto.
Right.
Lived in Toronto for a while, lived in Kitchener for a while. And about 10 years ago, both my wife and I moved out west. We didn't expect to move out west, but a lot of people do that when they get sick of cities. They want the wilderness experience.
And so
we were planning on it for a very short period of time, and it ended up being a very long period of time, extended holiday, if you will. Yeah.
So you're living in the wilderness?
Kind of. We did for 5 years. We lived in a place called Harvey Heights, which was it was outside of the town of Banff, which we now live in. It was about 20 minutes outside, and that was just a tiny community of just cabins in the woods.
And wait, where is Banff? Sorry, that's...
Most people know. It's the Olympics was there or something a long time ago. But it's in Alberta in Canada, but it's right on the border of British Columbia. So it's actually it's closer to British Columbia than it is to Alberta.
So you're skiing a lot.
Yeah, it actually snowed about 5 days ago.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. And Brina's probably really jealous. She wanted to be here tonight with me, but she's probably sitting in home with the fire on or something.
Yeah. It's so hot here in New York right now, though.
Yes, it's intense. With, this man. Experience, this sweating thing is new for me. Yeah, it's nice.
And so you have a album that came out. When did it come out? On Endless Flight?
March, I think?
March?
April? I could be wrong.
So just recently on Endless Flight.
That's right.
What is it called?
Parts Unknown.
And how did you get hooked up with Toshiya over there?
I can't remember. Everything, all these, this whole last year has been really quite incredible and overwhelming. Most people have just been emailing me. Honestly, the only person I think I've ever sent music to before I was asked for it was probably Mark E, and that was a long time ago.
Really?
But, I've never sent music out to people. I think I just got an email from Toshiya, because I did an EP with them maybe a year or two ago now.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it has beautiful stuff on Mark's cover. Did you get the original?
Yeah.
Did you get an original print of that?
I wish. No, he sent me. But he sent me. It was very nice of him. He sent me a book in the mail. So I have his complete works except for that one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Next time. Album.
Indeed. Yeah.
And then, so you're here in New York now. Oh, wait, you were playing in Detroit for the. I mean. Not at the festival, but...
Not the festival proper, but yes, in the vicinity of downtown
with
Detroit.
With everyone else playing all the... I mean, I feel like that's so much stuff happens right outside of the festival.
Yeah, it's an incredible city. It's still inspiring. Like, I think the first time I ever went there was sometime in the mid-90s for probably one of Richie Hawtin's parties or whatever, but it's still there's so many ways to be inspired musically there. It's like no other place on Earth, definitely.
And now here in New York, you said, where are you playing this?
Beats in Space.
Well, yes. Most importantly. But then you are doing a club event?
This weekend. I wish I could tell you exactly where. But I suppose it's only for the underground. I think it's in Soho or something. I wish I knew. I don't really know. Friday and Saturday and Sunday I'm playing in New York.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I think so. Yeah. And this is how my life works, Tim.
But then, and then after this trip here, then you head back to Canada?
Yeah, I'm just going back on Tuesday. So.
And then after that, are you planning? I mean, you're touring a lot right now, right? You're going to Europe
as much as possible. It seems I've had it's been. I have little spurts where I'm gone for a month and a half, and or I do little things in the States or a few things in Canada. But the last month and a half, I've been doing nothing. I've been going a little stir crazy because.
But you also you have your own label that you're doing. Or like a set? What is it?
Yeah, well, we started with the my friends and I started with the 7 Inches of Love 45 limited edition thing, and then that is now come to close, and we have a number of different projects on the go right now. One is the Common Edit series, which is based out of Edmonton, in Alberta, and we get them pressed in Detroit at Archer, and. Stamp them at my house in Banff. It's wonderful.
Yeah?
And then, Dane is up in Edmonton. He does our distribution for us, and it's great. Yeah, it's like the best. It's the most satisfying way to put out music.
What's this new label called now?
Common Edit.
Common Edit.
Yeah.
And so is the first release? What
the
is
first,
that?
The first release came out about maybe 5 months ago,
okay.
And that was. Impossible to get. We gave. I think there's a repress of it now out somewhere. But we basically had a party and just gave all the 45s away in Edmonton, and we're giving out to like hockey players and hicks. so they have one.
Okay.
And then number two is we pressed the same amount, but most of them went to distro this time, which is good.
And are you working on any remixes right now?
Yep. And I wish I could tell you which ones, because I totally forgot. But
okay.
a few are on the move.
Okay,
yeah,
but so
sure.
and with solo, more solo things, it's I mean, is it really just the remixes right now, or
solo stuff? I'd like to focus more on what we're doing. Like, I love this private press business. It's just it's so satisfying. I can't tell you. And I've always wanted to do something like that, and. Never known how to go about
and
it.
That
not
no one else can get it. Always wanted to do that.
No, I've always wanted people to get it. Just wanted to be totally self-sufficient about it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And,
no. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
that's it's fun. I mean,
it is totally
I think
fun.
For you being at home stamping everything and
yeah, it's great.
There's a labor of love. A
labor
in it,
of
right?
love, indeed.
Yeah. okay. Well, we'll get on and talk more at the
Indeed.
Very
we'll,
end.
We'll talk in a bit, and I'll
put
on some
But you have what's planned for tonight, music-wise?
Well, let's see. I did an interesting party in Detroit at the MGM Grand whatever hotel there, casino, and there was a party in the spa there, like everybody in towels and stuff. So I think I might play some of the tunes I played there. It was really fun.
Because that's what Beach and Space is like. Just
that's what we're in towels right now.
Yeah.
Great, it's like a bathhouse in here.
Well, I am known to wear a Speedo in here, so that is that's true. That's
Great.
How it goes. Okay, well, Eddie C, thank you so much. We're gonna get on here. With Let You Mix It, and then in about halfway through the show, we also have a mix from Gato Frito, who's not here with us, but his mix is here with us.
Excited to hear
in
it.
In spirit. So, Eddie C, let's get started here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
Damn it! party people. Tell me. Hey, hey. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for the party people who love to get down. Tell me. Now tell me. Where the party people? Where the party people? Tell me. Hey, hey. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for the party people who love to get down. Tell me. Now tell me. Where the party people? Where the party people? Tell me. Hey, hey. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for the party people who love to get down. Tell me. Now tell me. Where the party people? Where the party people? Tell me. Hey, hey. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for the party people who love to get down. Tell me.
Disparaître en main. à ta porte. Infinité de destins, on en posa, qu'est-ce qu'on en retient? Le vent l'emportera. Pendant que la marée monte, que chacun refait ses comptes, j'emmène au creux de mon ombre des poussières de toi. Le vent les portera. Tout disparaîtra. Le vent nous portera.
now. Gotta put it, gotta do it, gotta say it, gotta do it right now. I wanna put it. Wow, 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 wow.
Rick asks if you want to go party. 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 Rick asks if you want to go party.
here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Eddie, thank you.
What's up, New York? I've always wanted to say that.
First time in New York, too, right?
Yeah, man. I want to go to the Roxy and the Mud Club and
Latin Quarter. You're going to have such a good time in New York now.
It doesn't look like the Warriors here. I was disappointed when I landed. There were no guys with baseball bats. Oh, well. Anyways.
Well, but you're going to have a good time.
Can't wait, man.
Yeah. And the pictures I was seeing of this Soho loft that you're playing at looks like it's going to be special.
Good.
I think so. So, wait, what is this track that now that we are listening to?
Oh, yeah. This is something I got in the mail from my good friend Kenji Takimi from Tokyo, from Cruel Records. And this is ML Booster. This is unreleased, coming out pretty soon.
What's
can't remember the name
called?
Of the track. The record label is Who Knows? ?
Do you know? Do you know how many their releases from Who Knows are there?
I know nothing
who
of
knows?
This.
Who knows, right?
who knows? I don't know.
That's the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
So it's just another impossible to find.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it that way.
You do. That's your thing. Yeah. And you also, you started off the show with a new unreleased thing.
Yeah, I had a number of things to play. I just picked from the list. That one I'm pretty happy with. That was supposed to come out actually on 7 Inches of Love, but I think the mole, something happened to him, and so he was unable to release that tune, and instead another one came out. So he meant to release that one.
What was 7 Inches of Love? It was all 7 Inches that were being released?
That's right. Yeah, it was just a 7-inch
by
level.
The mole.
And only
the
7.
The mole was running it?
Well, sort of. I don't know. It was the mole and Koosh and the rest of us Canadians out in the West and in Montreal. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was an all Canadian project though. Very exciting.
Yeah. You represent Canada hardcore.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Okay, and then let's see. Did you play any? You played some other at the very beginning. You played a couple other.
Yeah, an old one on. An old one. Whatever. I've only been putting out records for a year and a half. It's something like
Wait,
that.
Wait, it's only
maybe
a year and a half?
Is it 2 years?
It's got to be 2 years.
It's got to be 2 years.
Come on.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. My, how time flies. Yeah, that one was from about 2 years ago. That was on Sleazy Beats. Sleazy Beats number one.
Wait, when did you start DJing?
In 1987. About that.
Wait, did you just say 87?
Yeah, 87, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I got into radio first and then started buying records almost immediately. And then as soon as I had 2 turntables, I was doing small parties when I was 12 years old and then also DJing at like my junior high school and all through high school.
Were you giving them all drugs when you were 12?
Certainly not. I'm the straightest man you'll ever meet in your life.
And but then only 2 years ago you started producing music?
No, I've also been producing for a very long time, but I guess it's never been really good up until recently. I don't know, but I've never sent music to anyone, so it's very exciting that people are receiving it. I'm very happy about it. Very, very happy.
Well, Eddie, thank you so much for coming down. It's great to meet you. Great,
my
and I'm glad
pleasure.
You're here finally in New York City.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be like the Warriors for you this weekend.
I should have brought a Warriors edit.
You should have.
Yeah.
It's okay. Next time. Next up, we're going to have a mix from Gato Frito, who has a album that just came out on International Feel. He did a mix for us last year, but I thought I really love this album. I've been playing tracks off of it all year, so I wanted him to do another mix for the show, and he so kindly did that. So that's what we're going to be playing now for the next 70 minutes with Gato Frito. Here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.